This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Last year's best-selling video game was Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. The graphics get more fancy, but shoot-em-ups are still the basic formula that game makers market and young male game players go for. Each time there's a mass shooting in the real world, people ponder again the link between violent media and violent actions. The link isn't clear in recent cases, and it's not proven as a general matter, but is there any harm in investigating alternatives? A small game maker in the UK is calling on the industry to shake up its old violent habits by investing in new brain scanning technology. Chris Stevens is with me. He heads the app maker Atomic Antelope. And Chris, we have had years of wishful thinking on this point. So what makes you believe that we can now find real and appealing alternatives to violence in video games?
Well, I think there already are appealing alternatives to violent video games, but I think it's not so easy for a developer of a non-violent game to convince a games publisher that it will be a successful title because of the fact that neuroscientists have figured out that firing a gun in a video game creates quite a primitive dopamine response system. So you immediately feel a kind of rush of excitement, and interestingly, it also dampens your sense of empathy. What I've been suggesting is that developers could consider looking at functional MRI responses to the video game experience. You can take a look at a weapons firing game like Call of Duty or something, and you can take an image of how the brain's reacting to that. And then you could take your hypothetical new game and show the brain reacting to that, and you could demonstrate that the reaction pattern was the same.
But is there anything other than shooting, stabbing, slashing that can give that kind of a dopamine boost?
There are other game types that stimulate other regions of the brain. Games like Tetris and stuff, it provokes the brain in a strange way. And if you've ever played Tetris for a long period of time, you might notice that you start dreaming about Tetris blocks. And it's actually a known phenomenon.
I've been
that
there.
Tetris induces the brain to dream about playing Tetris. I mean, it's that powerful an effect.
It's not every kid who's going to play a violent video game and have it warp his mind. How do you make sure that these new hypothetical games are played by the kids that we would want to be playing those games?
Well, I mean, that's the challenge, really. I mean, the games that involve weapons firing are among some of the most popular. So it's a tricky challenge. But the new kind of avenues of neuroscience research are really exciting for developers because it allows them to say to a publisher, it is as compelling because we have the neuroscience data.
Chris Stevens, founder of the app developer Atomic Antelope. Good to talk with you. Thank you.
Thanks very much.